looking through the covers of the old TV guides here, the only thing really of note is one that, well, the only one that Big Fatty would find of note would be 1966, Green Acres, the stars of Green Acres.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum.
Dun-dun. Eva Gabor and Eddie Albert were featured on the cover. Let's see, who else? Kojak was featured on the cover in 1976. And what was that horrible show?
New York is where I'd rather stay.
Too close for comfort. Yeah, too close for comfort.
Allergic smelling hay.
1981. Too 1991. What's her name? Jane Pauley. I love Jane Pauley.
Just adore a penthouse view.
Okay, well, enough of that. Anyway, Adam, that's the content that we have here from our executive producer, which we thank very much for providing us with that content.
Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Darling, I love you, but give me Big Fatty. Dun, dun.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3273. The BFO for Monday the 11th of June 2021, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all about my weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes, Towners, Big Fatty, that's every day. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, when you hear about one of my stories of the weekend, you'll understand why you're downtowners today. Big Fatty, actually, you're the only one that's downtown. It's true. Y'all, by the way, the BFO expires. It expires on the 21st. Of January, and I either have to renew it or just let it go. Big Fatty, let it go. Well, you know, it's the hosting for a year, and the BFO. What do you call that thing? The domain. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the domain. Is that anything like the Poppin' Fresh domain?
Say hello to Poppin' Fresh domain.
Poppin' Fresh Crescent Rolls. Dinner rolls just taste better when you bake them up yourself. Fresh. Try Pillsbury Crescent, Butter Flake, or Parker House.
It's such a nice feeling, get to know Poppin' Fresh now.
Oh, Big Fatty, that honky-tonk piano really got my toe tapping. I wonder if Alex LaFleur plays a little honky-tonk, Big Fatty. I don't know where I'm going with that. I don't either, but you're heading there. Big Fatty, maybe you're not the only one that's going downtown.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 11th of January, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person one time. It was at a Big Fatty meet and greet out at the Disneyland, and y'all, this poor lady, Y'all, she had no idea what she was getting herself into. Yo, by the way, y'all, at this meet and greet, there were all kinds of folks there. And I think that Daryl in the Novas was there. And a big fatty, he unsubscribed years ago. It's true. But, y'all, quite the looker is all I will just say. But anyway, back to the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the poor lady had no idea what she was getting herself into. I'd met her daughter. She's very confused. Y'all... At many of the Pride 48 events out there in Las Wages, but y'all, somehow, Mama the Confused, this is Melissa the Confused, mother, y'all, she had to sit beside Big Fat at this meet and greet. Y'all, we were at some kind of bar, restaurant-y kind of place at the downtown Disneyland thing. And she was the best sport ever. And y'all, I don't know that she understood a half of what was going on. Big Fatty, you didn't understand half of what was going on. Well, that's probably true. But y'all, she's just a sweet, sweet sweetheart. And I just, I don't know if she's on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, but I think Melissa the Confused is. So y'all, maybe she can pass along a wish that she has, that Mama has a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, because y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday when I talked about the Fright, when I gave you the Fright little show. But y'all, a couple of things. You know, my Wednesday show has gotten a lot of comments, and y'all, I'm not going to reveal who said this to me, but it was basically, hey, Big Fatty, I just heard your, and I don't have the message in front of me. I just heard your Wednesday little show, and I didn't think I needed to hear what you were saying, but boy, was I wrong. I really needed to hear that. Thank you for that. And y'all, I think that that's one of those things that sometimes we just, oh, everything's fine, I'm fine, and sometimes maybe you need to be a little honest with yourself and you know, just say, hey, you know what, that helped me. And y'all, the other one, I am going to read this, because y'all, it is from the one and only, this was a Twitty, y'all, it was from the one and only Miss Patty Bacon.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square,
but Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair!
Yeah, I gotta say, and y'all, to be quite honest, I have been worried sick, I tell you, about Miss Patty Bacon. And y'all, you know, let's just see. Y'all, this came via the Twitty, and she says, Ole, big, yeah, that's hello backwards. If I weren't straight and a woman, and you weren't, well, gentleman caller oriented, I'd marry you after Thursday's little show. Mother Bacon is started going to QAnon meetings, as she loves cults and support groups, and this week has not been pretty in Nidraba. Well, first of all, you know, that's Aberdeen is Nidraba spelled backwards. Yes, Patty. First of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for that. Always lovely to hear from you. And I was not aware. I hope that your genetics you're genetically connected to Miss Bacon. So, there's probably a... Anyway, thank you, Patty Bacon. And y'all, I just adore, I tell you, Patty Bacon. Well, now, y'all, I've made a decision, and I'm just coronavirus getting all crazy and all right now. Y'all, I just told the Friday at Fatty's group that y'all, we're just gonna take a break. We're just gonna take a break for a while, and so there was no Friday at Fatty's, I don't know when I'm gonna feel comfortable to resume that, but as of right now, we're just gonna give it a break, and so we'll see how it all works out. So there was no Friday at Fatty's, y'all. I made that poke roast with the cabbage, and y'all, I finished it up over the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, the villa has been a biohazard zone. It has. And y'all, I also made some Italian Mussolini spaghetti over the weekend. Y'all, it's been giving me indigestion for a couple of days now, and you don't have to eat it early in the day, because you know the crushed tomatoes in it, they just give me the yes, Big Fatty, you just sound like you're gonna like a cat with the world's largest hairball, you're about to cough it up, or you know the puppy dog is and you know you're trying to rush the puppy dog out the door. Big Fatty, do you think young Nicholas is gagging? Probably. So y'all, all I've done really this weekend is catch up on some things on the TV machine, watched a little sports ball, and y'all, I have been getting my nipple walks in like there's no tomorrow. Some people from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, not mentioning any names, they better get off the ass, because, once you want to follow Big Fatty on the Apple clock, you know, Big Fatty's going, yes, Big Fatty, you're gonna threaten them with your gas. Well, that too. But, y'all, the story that happened this weekend, y'all, there's been all this coronavirus thing, and y'all, they show the same footage of hospitals and, you know, people getting the test where they stick the foot-long Q-tip up your nose and all this kind of stuff. Well, y'all, I got out of the shower the other day, I took the Q-tip, and instead of sticking it in my ear, I stuck it up my nose. Big Fatty, you ain't right. Well, I was not giving myself a Q-tip test. No, colonic test. Big Fatty. Anyway, I wasn't giving that to y'all. I just got confused. I just got confused. And so that was basically that. Y'all, however, over the weekend, there was something in the little mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got a couple more Crema cards. I was expecting both of these, but sometimes it just takes longer. You know, yes, because y'all, the first one is from that dentist out there in the Colorado Springs. Big Fatty, where is he? Where does he live? I'm not sure. But let's just open it up. Y'all, it's got all kinds of little paint. No, is it paint splatters or those little stars or something? I don't know. Y'all, this envelope, y'all, he licked it twice. Big Fatty! Y'all, I'm going to put a picture of all these cards up on the BFO. on the BFO at noon today, y'all. On the front, it's a picture of y'all. It looks like Hubert or that Esmeralda from out there in Walnut Hills. Y'all, they've got on a hat and a scarf, and y'all, they're licking a light pole with the tongue, and I think it's stuck. And it says, "Merry Whithmas, Benny," and it says BFO, and it's Dennis from the Colorado Springs, Big Fatty. Y'all, I love that. Dennis, that is as cute as it can be. It really is, and it does look like Esmeralda or Hubert, the old gals, four-legged babies. Y'all, the other card I have, y'all, it has come par avion. And y'all, it is from that J-Pan, Mexico. And y'all, let's just open it up here. And, oh, Big Fatty, that is so pretty. And it's gorgeous. It is it's a Mexican, J-Pan-Mexico bridge and all kinds of, what are those little trees called? Well, these are the big little trees, the bonsai, that's it. Well, these are the, redwood bonsai, Big Fatty. And the little people walking around with the parasols. And y'all, you open it up and it says BF. Season's greetings, Merry Crema 2020. Will this year ever end? XXOO Nancy. Y'all, it is Nancy in the Japan, Mexico. And y'all, this is from the British Museum, this card. And it says sunset at the Teiko Bridge from 100 famous views of Edo. Don't have any idea who the hell Edo is or why he was viewed 100 different ways, but Dennis and Nancy, thank you so much for that. And I'll get return cards out to you. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, I love the Crema music. Well, you know, Peter G. Dutton. Y'all, speaking of Peter G., Miss Beaver, not Miss Beaver. Big Fatty, it just isn't getting any better, is it? No, it is not. Y'all, by the way, did you see Mr. Cackle? Mr. Cackle has named his new home Nappy Knowles. And yes, Big Fatty, that's because he runs around in an adult diaper. You know, those are called nappies over in the nuck. Oh, Big Fatty, it's happening to me too in the ock. Mr. Cackle, I think diaper downs could also be Big Fatty, that's a good one. Diaper downs would work also. But Miss Bacon had some Peter G ginger beer. Big Fatty, is that anything like a ginger beer? No, but y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, did I see Big Fatty? You're a little early on that. You're supposed to be surprised like right now. Oh, did I see? I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Keep your chin up. Keep a smile on your face. You can control both of those things. Make your bat up, y'all. The Laughing Buddha. The Laughing Buddha told me the other day he made his bat up, and I told him to go back and make it so his grandmama would be proud. Big Fatty, you've already told that. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that level 13, and Daniel Bieber, Big Fatty likes the honky tonk music. What gets your toe tapping?
Darling, I love you. Give me a Big Fatty. Dun dun.
Oh, wow. That doesn't tap very long, does it?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.